They walked for what seemed like at least half an hour, their robes snagging on low-slung branches and brambles. After a while, they noticed that the ground seemed to be sloping downwards, though the trees were as thick as ever. Then Fang suddenly let loose a great echoing bark, making both Harry and Ron jump out of their skins. "What?" said Ron loudly, looking around into the pitch dark and gripping Harry's elbow very hard. "There's something moving over there," Harry breathed. "Listen. Sounds like something big." They listened. Some distance to their right, the something big was snapping branches as it carved a path through the trees. "Oh, no," said Ron. "Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, shut up!" said Harry frantically. "It'll hear you."
"Hear me?" said Ron in an unnaturally high voice. "It's already heard Fang."
The darkness seemed to be pressing on their eyeballs as they stood, terrified, waiting. There was a strange rumbling noise, and then silence.
"What do you think it's doing?" said Harry.
"Probably getting ready to pounce," said Ron.
They waited, shivering, hardly daring to move.
"Do you think it's gone?"
Harry whispered.
"Dunno."
Then, to their right, came a sudden blaze of light, so bright in the darkness that both of them flung up their hands to shield their eyes.